Hello, and welcome to the Brothers in Christ and Knights of Columbus Mass Podcast on the readings for the 17th Sunday in Ordinary Time, 2021. They remind us of the importance of crying out loud. To God, that is. One of this Mass's responsorial psalms states, "The Lord is near to all who call upon Him." That's from Psalm 145, verse 18. It reminded me of a pivotal scene in a little movie that had a limited release in theaters recently. It was called Shepherd, the story of a Jewish dog. It tells the story of Caleb, a beloved German shepherd, taken from his Jewish family as they were rounded up, separated from each other, and imprisoned in death camps by the Nazis in World War II Germany. The dog, however, is adopted by an SS officer who trains him to attack and round up people at a work camp. The fact this dog later reunites with his family's little boy and helps him survive was the main miracle of this story. But a small scene in this film featuring a minor character's major miracle is what I will always remember. In one of the cages imprisoning two men awaiting their certain fate, one of the men prays out loud to God. His cellmate, who long ago lost faith that God hears prayers, says, "Why are you praying? God doesn't hear you." The man replies, "But I hear me." And so did the cellmate. The message that resonates here is that before we can expect God to hear our prayers, we must hear them as God hears them in our own heart and from our own mouth. Jesus understood the power of spoken prayer. It was an important part of his own Jewish traditions. He lived that godly connection that makes the impossible possible and made sure others overheard it. This week's and next week's blog posts explore the spiritual connections between the Jewish and Christian traditions. In this Sunday's Gospel about the miracle of the loaves and fish from John chapter 6 verses 1 to 15, Jesus tests the faith of his own disciples who see the impossibility of feeding the throngs surrounding them with just a few loaves and fish. "Where can we buy enough food for them to eat?" he asks Philip. John writes, "He himself knew what he was going to do." Answer, the impossible. Quote, "Then Jesus took the loaves, gave thanks, and distributed them to those who were reclining, and also as much of the fish as they wanted." Unquote. He gave thanks out loud, like many faithful families do before sharing a meal, so he, his people, and his Father could hear. This reminds us of what Jesus says in Matthew chapter 18, verse 20, "Where two or three are gathered together in my name, there am I in the midst of them." As Paul tells the Ephesians in Ephesians chapter 4, verses 1 to 6, communication with God is a two-way street, but it's on a single, well-traveled highway in the human soul. Quote, "You were also called to the one hope of your call, one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all, who is over all, and through all, and in all." Unquote. In an age where people imprison themselves in solitary confinement, the only hope for release comes when we can hear ourselves ask God for freedom, not to free our bodies, but to give every one of us the key to our soul's jail cell. Next week, we delve deeper into freeing our faith from solitary confinement, and how the transcendent beauty of the Holy Spirit can overpower even the horrors of Auschwitz. For the Brothers in Christ and Knights of Columbus Ministries of St. Michael's Parish in Independence, Ohio, this is Tom Andell.